Greetings, warrior. Listen to the words of Kalis the Unforgettable. What does it mean to live a warrior's life? Herein are the words of the greatest of all Klingons. Here is the way to live an honorable life as a Klingon, no matter what your occupation. This is the ultimate guide to honor. These words come to us from the Kesa, the Klingon Art of War, translated by Keith R.A. DeCandido. All gather round and hear the words of Kalis. Kapla!
Kalis the Unforgettable taught us the lessons of honor. Kalis lived that path. Kalis inspired others to follow that path. Kalis demanded of each of us to live a life, increase our own personal honor. He left us a powerful legacy. He left us principles to build our lives on. He left us precepts upon which to enrich our honor. He left us a path to grant us access to Stovokar. Are you embracing them? Do you live by his words daily? Do you find new ways to express his teachings? Is your honor the most important part of your life? Let us look to his precepts for guidance. Choose your enemies well. Do you? Do you even know when you are selecting an enemy? By what process are you choosing that enemy? Must it always be in the form of a physical contest? Well, no. Challenges in your life are the enemies that you must continually conquer. Are you on the lookout for new and more meaningful ones? Ones that will create a better version of yourself. By what criteria are you choosing these challenges? Where are you finding them in your daily life? Challenges that make you grow as a person. With no enemy, with no challenge, a warrior is only half alive. For what is life if you are not constantly testing yourself? You must find the limits of your abilities. Then you must exceed them. Facing and defeating your enemies, overcoming new challenges, refines and elevates your hidden self. You need to choose your enemies, your challenges, wisely. Choose those which will enrich your spirit, enrich your soul, and build your honor. Consider the tale of the walls of Quinlot. Kalis came to the walls of Quinlot ahead of a great storm. Everyone except a lone Klingon warrior had already taken shelter behind the walls. Before entering, Kalis asked the man why he had not sought shelter.
"I am not afraid," said the man. "I will not hide my face behind stone and mortar. I will stand before the wind. I will make it respect me." Kalis saw that this man had chosen his enemy and went into the city, leaving the man to face his choice. The storm, after all, was not Kalis' enemy. When the storm passed and the people inside the walls were safe, the man who had decided to challenge the wind was dead. He had chosen an enemy he could not defeat. He had chosen an enemy he could not survive. He had chosen an enemy he could not learn from, gain in experience, build his true self. He had chosen poorly, for the wind does not respect a fool. You need not defeat every opponent you face, as long as you are able to grow from the experience. Let it enrich you. That which does not kill you
makes you stronger. A human phrase that illustrates the Klingon precept given to us by Kalis. Choose your enemies well. The man at Quinlot did not survive his encounter, and therefore he was unable to learn from it. He found no profit in his challenge. He did not choose his enemy well. You don't always get the choice of challengers, though. Soldiers in battle must face whatever opponent they are given. Caught by the unpredictability of nature, find shelter. But do not provoke the shopkeep unless you have right on your side. You may need his services tomorrow. To harangue a man simply because he is weaker or more frail than you does not serve your honor. It does not enrich your soul. To be quite accurate about it, it merely tarnishes your honor. Avoid selecting opponents simply because they would make an easy victory. There is no honor in attacking the weak. Choose enemies that will polish your honor, not tarnish it. The warlord Plom ruled the Kyr Peninsula. He took part in the arena games that he put on for his people, but he chose opponents he knew he could easily defeat. He did this not to enrich his spirit, nor to test his prowess, or even to learn new fighting techniques. No, he did this to enhance his reputation. He fought against the weak, the enfeebled warriors. Oh, they wore grand armor and carried fine weapons, but they did not have the skills necessary to use them effectively. We Klingons are not a stupid people. By the time one of his generals, disgusted with the spectacle he was engaging in, stepped into the arena and defeated him, the crowds had already seen through his dishonorable actions. They knew him for what he was. It affords you nothing if you face an opponent that offers you no challenge. If it costs you nothing, you gain nothing in return. Only by facing a real challenge can your spirit grow. Can you learn what your weaknesses are and then defeat them? Can you hone the skills you already have and make them sharper? Only this polishes your armor. Not every challenge will lead to a victorious conclusion. Consider the Herc invasion. The Klingon people were defeated by this enemy, but they were able to learn from the experience. When the invaders finally left our planet, taking with them everything they wanted, we Klingons were able to rebuild our society and move out into the stars. But because of the Herc invasion, we had learned how to deal with these new alien species. Never again were we defeated by invaders like the Herc. Klingon Ma, victorious we will be. Not all the challenges you face will call for you to place your life on the line. Only a more precious commodity, your honor. Consider the bootmaker who receives a rush order for a dozen new boots. But the buyer wants him to use a new type of leather, one that he has never worked with before, one that he doesn't know. It would be easy for the vendor to tell his client that he can't complete the order and simply turn it over to another cobbler. But honor says that he should take the order. Learn how the new leather needs to be worked. Master it. Produce a product that he hadn't been able to before. Honor requires that he grow as a bootmaker. Dapaja! No, enemy is boring. But it is vitally important that you choose challenges that will test your abilities, that will offer you the opportunity to learn about yourself, offer you the chance to improve your actions
grow your talents. Stretch to become the new person you were born to be, for that is how you will become more honorable in your dealings with others. So remember, Chaspuya Te Wikchu, choose your enemies well, for they are your path to Stovokor.
Kalis the Unforgettable taught us the lesson of honor. Kalis lived the path, inspired others to follow that path, and demanded each of us live a life increasing our own personal honor. He left us a powerful legacy. Counselors discuss, scholars debate, diplomats encourage, but warriors act. The true warrior, the warrior who is marching towards his honor, does not hesitate. He acts. And through action purifies his honor and shows the world what he holds dear. So, strike quickly or strike not. It is no myth that if something needs to be done and you should do it now. Don't wait like a Ferengi until the price is right. Just do it. Kalis has said, 4,000 throats may be cut in a single night by a running man. To accomplish a thing, you must do a thing. Klingons do not procrastinate. Consider Ralkor, the warlord of Kolt Vat. Kalis needed his support as he tried to unify the Klingon people, but he sat in his mountain fortress and would not join Kalis's grand army. Kalis sent General Tigrak to conquer his fortress, but with the 4,000 sentries watching any and all approaches, Ralkor easily defended his mountain retreat. Try as he might, Tigrak could not overcome the advantage Ralkor had. It took the audacity of youth to find another approach. On a moonless night, Krim stripped himself of his bulky armor and, armed only with a duck tag, gaining access to Ralkor's battlements, he ran from one sentry to another, slashing their throats. By the end of the night, he had dispatched all 4,000 guards, allowing General Tigrak to bring Ralkor to heel. If you have something that needs done, if you have something that needs doing, do it. But do not do it for the accolades of others. If the thing needs doing, just do it. Korvitz, a creature that can unexpectedly swoop in and decimate a planted field, had not been seen for many seasons in a particular valley. One of the farmers regularly put out traps to catch the vermin and protect his field. The other farmers in the area ridiculed him for doing so until one season they woke up to dead corvids surrounding his field and devastation existing in their own. Act before there is a problem and you will be safe from disaster. When threatened, fight. Strike quickly or strike not. General Kizar's campaign against the warlord Palm was won not by his greater strength. He had but 500 men to Palm's many thousands. And Palm arrived at the site of the battle before Kizar, so he was able to set up camp and be ready for the attack the following morning. Kizar, knowing he didn't stand a chance in a straight-up fight, decided not to wait until the next day. Upon arriving, his troops left their tired mounts behind and attacked Palm's camp on foot. Swift victory was attained because Kizar struck quickly, using his strengths to his advantage. A Klingon warrior is always prepared to fight. Capture all opportunities. There are times when, by striking, you are grabbing the best opportunity. Look to the honor in the thing you are doing. Consider the warrior Kort Vaughn. When he walks into a drinking establishment, he towers over the rest of the patrons within. Along with being much broader, it was said he could lift a targ in each hand and still do a dozen pull-ups. Every night, there is some Klingon who has too much to drink and finds some reason to challenge Corvan's honor. Now, Corvan could simply drop his fist on the man's head, ending any contest. But how would that polish the honor of either of them? Typically, Corvan reaches into his spare purse and purchases two of whatever the man had been drinking, then invites him to sit next to him. Should anyone already be sitting there, one look at Corvan gives them the wisdom to relinquish their chair. Before the night is over, Corvan has made a new friend by knowing when not to strike. Imagine you are a lawyer in a small town who has served as its sole representative for many years. Then a younger lawyer moves into the community. You have the option to contest his presence and settle who has the right to handle the legal affairs of your town with an honorable duel. Or you can sit down and talk with him to see how he may complement your services in the community. Think about how you would strike in this instance. Which way polishes your honor? If a warrior does not fight, he does not breathe. It is vital as you go through your lives that you know when to strike when you come to the decision, and to know when the time is right to walk away from that action. But a warrior, be they a suivi, a lawyer, a farmer, a merchant, or a chef's assistant, must make the most of the life they are given. Fight for what is right. Fight to enhance your spirit, or fight to uphold your reputation, for they will all polish your honor. Whether that fighting be with a batleth or a stern word. The humans have a saying, do or do not. We say, strike quickly or strike not.
Kalesh, the unforgettable, taught us the lessons of honor. Kalesh lived the path, inspired others to follow that path, demanded each of us to live a life increasing of our own personal honor. He left us a powerful legacy, principles to build our lives on, ideas, values on which to enrich our honor, a path to grant us access to Stavokor. Are you embracing them? Warriors must announce themselves. The Klingon who kills without showing their face has no honor. A warrior does not lurk in the shadows to accomplish what needs doing. He does not hide. They rush forward to confront danger, fear, and pain. Do you confront those who wish you or others ill directly? The humans say you should face your accuser, but Kalesh said, always face your enemy. Only an enemy without honor refuses to show themselves in battle. This is a precept that works in two ways. Face the one who tries to dishonor you, and look the one you challenge in the face. Honor from combat comes from looking your opponent in their eyes and seeing the fire in their spirit, showing them the fire in yours. If you do not have fire in your spirit, why are you fighting? How will this battle enrich your soul? And if they don't have any fire in theirs, did you choose your enemy wisely? Show your face. Look deep into your opponent's eyes. Judge the depth of their passion. Or are you an animal? Are you an animal that strikes its prey without warning? Or a serpent that hides in the tall grass, waiting to rise and strike. Show your face. Show your spirit. Show your honor. Only a fool strikes another from behind and unannounced. The warlord Crox tried this. Kevar, the brother of Kalesh's Lady Lucara, was his victim. He had thought this honorable warrior was planning to lead his subjects in a revolt. He hadn't been planning on. The warlord called Kivar to a secret meeting and slew him from behind as the youth approached. Then he tried to cast doubts on Kivar's honor by accusing him of planning a secret overthrow and seizure of Kronk's army. But the Lady Lucara brought the truth forward. His people saw it for the cowardly action that it was and revolted. Kronks was disposed and died in disgrace. Only a fool strikes another from behind. And not everyone acts dishonorably. Many are those who have learned the lessons of Kalish. Marta, daughter of a great warlord, was betrothed to one of the warlord's generals, but had taken another as a suitor. Thinking the suitor was the general's aide, Lieutenant Mavat, the warlord Kemlak set off to confront him. Seeing only confusion in Mavat's eyes, he imprisoned the lieutenant instead of killing him. When the identity of the real suitor was disclosed, Mavat was set free. Marta married the general, and the two of them reigned over Kemlak's kingdom after he died. Honor was served all around. Confront your enemies and act honorably on the truth. Don't let yourself be cast with the likes of Durash and Chang. Face your opponents. Face those who you would make your enemy. To this day, it has not been decided if Durash had poisoned Kemtek. Because before the issue could be decided by the Arbiter of Succession, he killed the mother of Worf's son, and Worf faced him for his crime and slew him. Don't strike at your enemies from behind some safe place of hiding, like a cloaked bird of prey. General Chang did, and now all traces of his previous great works have been removed from Kronosh. Don't let others take responsibility for your actions. Wear your honor proudly. It is your badge leading you to the others in Stovall Khor. Be proud of your actions. Let the fire of your honor burn away all those who stand before you. As a merchant, do not let your greed over the work of a competitor cause you to stab them in the back by lying to the community about his products, pricings, or even service. If you really feel he is doing something against the community, face him with your accusations. Bring them to light and let the community decide what must be done with him. Face your enemy. Do not show weakness. But don't let others take that honor, that badge away from you. Face your accusers. Look them in the eye and challenge their honor in accusing you. Baroque was named the Emperor Caladan as the Emperor's first Dahar Master. His actions on Tiger Khor, which led to this honor, were not done by him alone. Kravat had done all the planning in their conquest on the planet, but instead of confronting Baroque about this injustice, Kravat slew him in his sleep. It took years of research to find out the true nature of their relationship, because Kravat did not confront Baroque with Baroque's actions. Now the name of Kravat is synonymous with the actions of a cowardly nature. If you feel you've been wronged, come face to face with the person who has wronged you. Correct the injustices. If as a merchant you are accused of selling shoddy merchandise, find out who has accused you and confront them. Show them your face and make them prove their accusations. Prove your honor to the community. But remember, you are nothing without your honor.
Seek adversity. If a prize is easily won, it is a stone around your neck. Beware the victory that does not push you to new levels. If you cannot be shamed, you cannot be honored. Standing your ground is not the path to righteousness. A warrior will rush the whirlwind, for it is there that glory is found. Comfort is the path to inaction and insignificance. Are you working to create the greatest warrior you can be, like Kalis would want you to? Do you thrill to the hunt, practice warrior training, or stretch your knowledge beyond your normal comfort level? Let struggle be your goal and action be your law. The hunt tempers a warrior and makes him stronger. With these words, Kalis tells us the reasons to engage in the hunt. It is not simply to improve your techniques with the tools of the hunt or provide food for your family. It is to sharpen your senses. It brings you more in tune to the beasts you hunt. Improving your sense of smell, learning the sense of your surroundings and what they mean, encouraging you to know your surroundings. Are you upwind or downwind, where you belong of your prey? What is around you that could give yourself away to your prey? What do you hear? Can you sense the stirrings of your prey? Is he grazing peacefully or listening to some noise, a danger perhaps? You. Is he content or ready to bolt? The hunt sharpens a warrior's hearing, sense of smell, situational awareness, in addition to his use of weapons. A sharp knife is nothing without a sharp eye. For it matters not how well you can approach your prey if you are unable to dispatch it. It matters how well you deliver the killing blow. And think about the lessons learned when the prey is like a targ and can turn your attack on him back on you. It just makes its meat taste sweeter. Temper your skills while making yourself stronger. But your heritage offers other ways to hone your warrior skills. If a game is not readily available, the Mock Barrage teaches basics of Klingon combat. And it does so in a stepped environment. The better you get, the more there is to learn. As a beginner, you will learn simple parries and strikes. If practiced often enough, become instinctive to respond to an enemy that confronts you. As you progress to master, you will go from weaponless combat styles to incorporating bladed weapons into your forms. These forms will teach you how to use a Doktog, a Tikleth, a Mekleth, and a Batleth properly. The forms of Mock Barrage will give you the tools to live an honorable life. Yet there are many ways to seek adversity. Never shy away from an opponent, whether they be another Klingon or an inanimate object. There is nothing shameful in falling before a superior enemy. After the Herc invasion, there was much we had to learn as a people if we planned to go to the stars and keep our independence. They were the superior opponent when they arrived. They will never be again. For it was our vow to never be subjugated again. What we saw the Herc use against us, we had to master for ourselves. We had to learn to build ships, not to cross an ocean, but across a sea of stars. We had to equip those ships with weapons that would protect them at a distance. We had much to learn and much to invent. We had to face an adversity called the unknown. From this, a new class of Klingon was born, the scientist. He faced the challenge of getting us ready for that unknown. He had to get us ready to face the adversities from the stars. Where we now explore and conquer, build peace, and find new challenges. Would the Romulans fear us if we had not developed that might? Would the Cardassians respect us if we hadn't been strong enough to defeat the Dominion? Would the Federation consider us a worthy ally if we did not have the strength to hold them at bay? Never leave without your Batleth. Be prepared for the adversary that comes your way. As an individual, you must seek out adversity to help you grow. Humans call this stepping out of your comfort zone. We must find new things to master, things to make your character grow, learn a new skill, don't be satisfied with the ones you already have. Push yourselves. Find new ways you can be of service to the empire, or at least to improve your skills and honor. If you are afraid to die, you've already died. Are you willing to go forth and seek adversity through your entire life so you can grow into the warrior you were meant to be? Will you do as Caleth taught us? Will you seek adversity?
Discover and declare your true self. When you push yourself in combat with an equal, every facade is stripped away and your true self shines forth. Kalis the Unforgettable taught us the lessons of honor and how to achieve it through combat and challenge. Kalis lived the path, inspired others to follow that path, demanded each of us to live a life increasing our own personal honor. He left us a powerful legacy, principles to build our lives on, principles that call on us to show the world what we are, show the world how much we value our honor, show the world that we do not fight merely to spill blood, but to enrich the spirit, as Kalis told us. Show that spirit. Teek Ej Yig An Beast Suv Ta Vis. Reveal your true self in combat. Consider Kalis' story of the two children, a boy and a girl. The boy was a strong lad and declared his intention to be a warrior. The girl, though, younger and smaller, also wished to become a warrior. But the boy laughed at her desire. "You are too weak," he told her. The boy, knowing he was strong, lived for years off that strength, never doing anything more to improve his skills. The girl set about learning the Mukbara, studying games of strategy, and learning blade work from an experienced instructor. She remained physically frail, but had learned to use what she had been given in the best manner possible. Years later, they met again, and the girl challenged the boy with her Tiklet. He laughed at her, but pulled his own weapon. At first, the boy's strength gave him the advantage, but as the fight continued, the girl could see his lack of understanding for the weapon he was using. She formulated a plan and drew his defenses away and purged her sword into his chest. Suv lu ta vis yapbek hos ne. Brute strength is not the most important asset in a fight. It is not the physical body that determines the abilities of the soul. It is the heart. Do you have the heart of a warrior? Do you strive to improve the skills you have stored there? Be so beige, be di timor. When in doubt, surprise them. I'd mentioned that the girl had studied strategy games. Kalis found one of these quite fascinating, Klinza, or Game of the People. During his travels following his battle against Morath, Kalis journeyed from the first city to the distant peninsula of Kalarans to bring the laws of honor to the people in that region. There, one day, he discovered two people, Kaprav and Visar, playing the game and became intrigued by it. They taught Kalis what to do with the 9 green stones and the 9 gold ones. He then spent the rest of the day playing each person in turn. They told Kalis they had invented the game to hone combat strategies in those who played it. They also told him that no one had mastered the game as quickly as Kalis had, but we all knew that was the way of Kalis. Kalis took this game with him, teaching it to the leaders of the peoples he wanted to bring under his united Klingon people. Some leaders he found were simplistic in their strategies, and he easily defeated their armies. Others, he discovered, were quite in-depth at their strategies, and those leaders he left for later conquests after his armies had swelled. Other games, such as Bak Krul and Kruk Gintak, will develop the physical skills that will help you as a warrior, but none will enrich the spirit like Kinza. Every game ends with the victor thanking the loser for a good game. Zah Risten Taska Ta Tai Kleon, a pleasant game. My compliments to a worthy opponent. The manner in which you hold your weapon says much about your character. Do you hold your weapon ready for battle or just store it for easy carrying? A warrior who holds their weapons ready to fight assure their foes that they know what they're doing. Not a warrior to be trifled with. Teek Gokor had always been the best defended fortress of the Empire, but it was almost brought down by the actions of a traitor from the House of Taklat. Traveling under the guise of a maintenance inspector, Taklat came to sabotage the base by shutting down the shield generators. He was discovered by the base operations chief, Lieutenant Voldlog. After shooting Voldlog in the back, the two were discovered by the base commander, Commander Benora. Taklat claimed Voldlog was attempting the sabotage. Benora looked at the nearly deceased Voldlog. In that glance, she knew Voldlog was not the traitor, and immediately slew Taklat. Their combat has stripped these warriors to their true selves. Benora had seen the difference. Eugij Gog Yikroy, listen to the voice of your blood. Combat is the way of the warrior. While noble, most of us must find other ways to reveal our true selves. What are your actions in your everyday life? It is fine to let the combat of equal warriors progress, but what do you do if three warriors are attacking a single individual down an alley? That's an easy one. What do you do if you find someone spreading lies about the Chancellor or a merchant overcharging someone? There are ways you can combat dishonorable actions in your everyday life. You must be prepared to meet them head on. Show your true self, that honorable warrior inside you. Combat strips away the pretenses we hide behind in life. Let combat show us the way to center ourselves. When everything else is stripped away, that which remains is your truest self. Let the true self shine. Hold it like a banner as you go forward, beyond victory, beyond defeat, beyond the greatest need, honor remains. Be the warrior with no more secrets. Unfurl your banner of honor and show the world your true self.
Do you feel the call to honor? Kailash gave you that calling. He gave it to you, but it is up to you to nurture it. You must protect your honor. Nobody can do it for you. You must find your own way to walk the path of honor. Kailash lived that path, inspired others to follow that path, demanded each of us live a life increasing our own personal honor following that path. He left us powerful teachings, principles to build our lives on, principles that call on us to work to improve our honor. A warrior must guard against the frailties of spirit, internal flaws that will gnaw at his resolve to accomplish his goals. As Kailash said, all Klingons have weakness. Warriors know how to hunt their weaknesses and cut them out. Deput Yichal, destroy weakness. What is more treacherous than a deceitful friend, more wounding than a mate's betrayal, or painful than a child's scorn? The frailties within ourselves. We know they are there and holding us back. We see them all the time, causing us to stray from honor's path. Your own weakness is more powerful than an enemy's strength. It can stay your hand when it is time to strike. Weakness will emerge from within at the crux of danger. It will stay your hand, choke your courage, bind your valor, and cripple your will. You cannot let it. You must seek out your weaknesses and slay them mercilessly. Remove them. Do not let them turn you from the path of honor. Weakness will multiply if allowed. Eliminate them before they can lead you astray. There was once a pair of warriors who both desired the same woman for their mate. They chose the honorable path by fighting an honorable duel. During the duel, one of them was wounded in the eye, losing it, and the other received a wound to his arm that crippled it. The woman decided to marry another. The warrior who lost the use of his arm did not feel he could be a warrior any longer and chose Mak Tovor, an honorable end to his life. The warrior who lost his eye took another path. He chose to learn a fighting technique that took into account his single eye. He had all of his training partners attack him from his blind side. Kailash heard about this warrior and challenged him to a friendly duel. Kailash did him the honor of attacking him from his blind side. Kailash was impressed by the warrior's ability to deflect the blows aimed at his blind side. Defeat teaches the astute warrior new ways to accomplish goals. Find your weaknesses. Defeat them. After the Herc invasion, many of our people wanted to remain safe on Kronos. For Kailash had said, "We are Klingons. We need no one else." But Kailash had also pointed to a faraway star and said it would be there that he would return, which some took as his wish for the people to take to the stars. To mend the broken spirit of the Klingon people, Shagran assembled a fleet of several ships and left Kronos to conquer the universe. He never returned, but he inspired our people to leave Kronos and challenge the galaxy. He destroyed the weakness within the Klingon people to sit back and lick their wounds. Instead, he declared to the universe, "Klingon Mach!" Sometimes, the weakness before you can be disguised, and a warrior must discover what it truly is. Captain Kangs was destroyed in what he thought was an encounter with a Federation ship. He was able to bring a handful of his warriors over with him to the USS Enterprise. A running battle for control of the ship took place, with no warrior remaining dead. No warrior traveling to Stovokor, while Kang and his crew were on a path to honor and potential glory, they were playing the game of an alien entity. When this weakness in their action was discovered, they destroyed that weakness by taking actions unusual for a Klingon, laughing in the face of the enemy, and defeated the plans of the alien. Find your weakness, discover the flaws in your action, then destroy the weakness by correcting your actions. In everyday life, weaknesses may not be so easily to discover. If a blacksmith starts forging his blades with fewer strokes, infrequent clenching, or a decrease in forge temperatures than what he had been taught, he might be making a blade that looks good, but could have a structural problem down the line that could cause it to fail when the warrior using it needs it the most. Taking shortcuts may not be a weakness, but they must be investigated to ensure that they cause no inferiority to the item produced. Don't be like this blacksmith. Treat your work like your life depends on it, for your honor definitely does. How do you treat your fellow warriors? How do you treat non-alien warriors you may encounter? Both will affect your honor, both the internalized honor and in the honor of people who see you on display. Is there weakness in these encounters? Do you shy away from strangers and greet them proudly? Do you treat them as though they have the same honor as you do until they prove otherwise? How you deal with others tells them how they should deal with you. How do you want them to treat you, as an honorable Klingon warrior or a weak fool? Discover your weaknesses and destroy them. Grow your honor.
Look upon the field of honor, whether that is a battlefield, farm field, or workshop. Is something staring back at you asking to be completed? Are tasks unfinished, challenges unmet? Ignore them and they will grow. Forgotten, they will come back to hurt you. They will lurk and wait for their chance to attack. Do not leave anything half done. Finish what you begin, or you may have to redo your entire effort. Batle, Keldi Klingon, Lumbe. A Klingon does not postpone a matter of honor. As Kalos said, battle delayed is battle lost. Yelimko, leave nothing until tomorrow. Nuhish Tavipu, by Yisuf. You have chosen your weapon, so fight. It avails you not to draw your weapon and not strike with it. It is not a stone or a hammer. It is an extension of yourself. If you mean to wield your weapon, be it Mekleth, Batleth, or Dektach, do so with purpose. You had a reason for pulling it. Carry that reason through, or it may come back to attack you. An action begun must be completed. Finish it. Tupac, watch the events on the island of Kilgore. The general whom the island was named for, Kilgore, had won many campaigns and was loved by his people. When he died and his son became warlord, Yorif was not as great as his father. He led no great campaigns, squandered the island's resources, and basically wasted time pampering himself. Tupac knew this situation would not last. While he talked to Yorif about his actions, he decided to wait for him to prove his uselessness to his people. Finally, after further appeals for the boy to change his ways, Tupac challenged Yorif to honorable combat. As the battle progressed, the island was cheering Tupac's success. Tupac had learned the lesson of patience. Kalos traveled to Kilgore and attempted to talk Tupac into joining his crusade against Molor. But Tupac, having learned the lesson of patience, waited for Molor to grind his armies down on other islands. The grinding did not occur, and Molor coveted the island of Kilgore. He mounted an invasion and took the island, granting him a foothold in the sea. Hesitation leads to doubt, and doubt weakens the strongest of warriors. Mamed Dajbo Habe Klingon. A Klingon does not run away from his battles. The head of a strong household was in a bar with one of his officers when he got into a heated argument with another patron. One thing led to another, and Kogima decided to walk out before he was forced to kill the individual he had been arguing with.
The other Klingon didn't feel that way, drew his takhta, and stabbed Kogima in the back. Kazo, Kogima's officer, watched what had happened, but did not go after Kogima's murderer. He went to his master instead. After the murderer escaped into the night, Kazo went home to inform Kogima's mate, Gosek. She demanded justice for her murdered husband. Kazo instead wanted to take her for his mate. But since she demanded vengeance, he instead had to accompany her in her quest. He was, after all, the only person who could identify the murderer. Had Kazo acted immediately to pursue his master's murderer, vengeance would have been satisfied, and he would have been able to court Gosek. Had he left nothing until tomorrow, he would not have spent the rest of his life in a fruitless quest. They never found the murderer. When the planet Zakorg was conquered, several tracts of good land was discovered. But according to Klingon custom, the great houses would have first choice of those lands. It would take many years for them to send representatives to the planet to inspect those lands. So an enlisted warrior in the defense force with no house took the wages he had earned and purchased some of the less desirable plots of land. Others derided his purchase, as it would take many years to make any land useful. But warrior turned farmer worked hard to prepare the land to produce quality blood wine. Before the better tracts could begin producing blood wine, he was bringing an excellent product to market. He saw an opportunity and took it, and the Empire is a better place for his action. Is there something in your life that needs doing? Why have you taken no action? As a book publisher or opera producer, will the story you want to show be any better tomorrow? Action accomplishes the job. Don't sit around waiting. Seize the day, as the humans say. Do. Don't wait. Leave nothing until tomorrow. Yilemko. If you are sad, act. Bekchuk kibang. There is always a chance. Reh eb tulu. A Klingon does not postpone a matter of honor. Bahle keldi Klingon mumbe. A Klingon does not run away from his battles. Mahme dasho hape Klingon. You have chosen your weapon, so fight. Nuhij tawepu by Yisuf. Kapla.
A warrior is a free spirit. Cages constrain them. Restraint removes the free will of the warrior, taking away everything that is precious to him. Captivity is a shameful state where free will does not exist. It must be resisted at all costs. Needs go unmet, desires unfulfilled, and the captive lives at the pleasure of his captor. Yet some cages are constructed by the mind rather than brick and mortar. They too must be resisted and broken free of. May you die before you are captured. Warriors must be free. A prisoner can only be a victim or a traitor, never a hero, Kalis said. It is better to force your opponent to kill you by kicking and screaming at him than allow him to take your free will. Always. Choose death over chains. Warriors who can fight bring glory to their houses, their empire. A warrior who is captured cannot fight. Victory brings glory. In death, Stovakor is achieved. In captivity, there is no honor, no legacy, only anonymity. They become the dishonored crew for the barge of the dead. Klingons do not surrender. Sometime after the defeat of Malor, Kaelas sent General Tigrak to battle the forces still loyal to the tyrant under the command of General Gendhet. Tigrak underestimated the forces necessary to defeat Gendhet and was overwhelmed. But Tigrak saw that Gendhet had instructed his forces to maim Tigrak's troops instead of killing them. Gendhet wanted prisoners to gain intelligence from. Tigrak commanded his forces to fight until death. Gendhet sent his finest warrior to take Tigrak alive. But he couldn't. He slashed Tigrak's shoulder so he couldn't fight with his arm. Tigrak switched arms and kept fighting. He took Tigrak's left arm, but still the general kept fighting, kicking and butting his head against his opponent. Finally, the only way to stop Tigrak was to send him to Stovakor. The general was killed and Gendhet received no information from him. And because he didn't, he had no idea of the forces available to Kaelas when they finally met. Then, Kaelas was the victor, thanks to the heroism of General Tigrak. Better to die on your feet than live on your knees. Lady Lucara was married when she was sent as an emissary to Kaelas, a marriage she felt trapped in. When she returned from the Battle of Kamchi, she asked her lord to either grant her a divorce or grant her Mok Tovor. Seeing their love for each other and the victory they had wrought because of that love, Lady Lucara's then-mate Kumwi said, "There are two who fight off hundreds of Malor's troops. Their victory speaks of the truth of their hearts. I am not so much a fool that I will stand in their way." By honoring Lucara's request, Kumwi showed his own honor, and Lady Lucara escaped the prison she was held in. Death will come. How we face it shows our honor. There is a difference between Romulans' desire to not surrender and ours. They will kill themselves rather than be taken prisoner. Klingons continue fighting until either they win or they are dead. One is active and can lead to victory over an opponent, while the other is passive. We prefer to take our opponents with us. Death is an experience best shared. In the first engagement between ourselves and the Romulans, the Klingon vessel which had engaged the Romulan ship had disabled the Romulan shields and was going in for the kill when the Romulans set off all their missiles without firing them. In the Devron system, the two fleets met, both Klingon and Romulan. Captain Korga, commanding the Klingon fleet, took massive casualties to the point that he knew he could not win the battle. Rather than commit suicide or run away, he ordered his two remaining birds of prey to ram the Romulan ship, taking the Romulan commander with him. Take the tales of Warrick and Marak. Warrick was captured by the Federation and gave up much information to save the rest of his crew. When they returned to Klingon space, his crew felt they were dishonored and committed Mok Tovor. Warrick died an old man in his bed. Marak led a raiding party into a Romulan base. His ship was destroyed and his men rounded up by Romulans using their disruptors on its lightest setting. After many turns, Marak gave the Romulans no useful information, finally being returned in a prisoner exchange. His captivity had a damaging effect on his personality. He never re-enlisted in the Defense Force and eventually died in his bed. The dishonor both men experienced was from their captivity. What chains do you wear? Are you in a marriage that is a prison for the two of you? Are you enduring a job you have no interest or respect for? Do you hide away from those who would be your friends? Bust free of your prisons. You cannot live if you are in chains, not free, bonded to someone you do not love. You and your mate may need to go your separate ways. Take up the challenge of finding a new career, one that gives meaning to your life. Seek out people who like you for who you are and be with them. Enjoy company and revel in your brotherhood. Choose death over chains. Do not let others confine you, nor confine yourself.
If you fall down 8 times, you should get up 9 times. This is one of the lessons we have from Kales. Beher tachvish yakram tach. Die standing up. Borg klingan pu shuvitmorj cher. Klingons are born, live as warriors, then die. A warrior must die. That is not a choice he has the ability to make. But he does have the ability to choose where and how he will die. Shuvitpu kan tutlubet. There are no old warriors. A good death is the summit of a life well lived. Shuvmech ej chachmech borg klinganpu. Klingons are born to fight and to conquer. When true warriors meet their end, they do not bargain, plead, or grovel. They ask for nothing, and they concede nothing in return, for they assume they are facing another warrior of similar caliber. Another warrior who must treat them with honor. Wedge chech chuokhvai, shuvtach shuvwit. Chech dit shuvwit, nach shuvwitka. Nach bet chuokh shuvwitka. Tach, mate. A warrior fights to the death. When a warrior dies, his spirit escapes. If the warrior's spirit has not escaped, the battle is still going on. Stand upright. Get up that 9th time. Kor fought many battles. He had both victories and defeats, but none were brighter than the time his fleet was ambushed by Romulans at Feklar's belt. Most of his fleet was destroyed, and the Clothos, his ship, had lost its shields. The Romulans beamed over a raiding party, killing most of his remaining crew. After transmitting a distress call, Kor took up his batleth and disruptor and used his knowledge of the Clothos to keep the raiding party at bay, holding the Romulan fleet still until the Klingon reinforcements arrived and turned the tide of battle. By not giving up, by standing up to the enemy, Kor won the day, and the IKS Clothos went on to many more victories. As former Chancellor Azadbor once said, Kam tachvish chech kaklau, tor tachvish yin kakpush. It is better to die on your feet than to live on your knees. The path to officership in the Klingon Defense Force is through Ruapenthe. Trainees are dropped onto this cold, miserable prison planet and told to make it to the North Pole. They must figure out where to go, how to sustain themselves from hunger and thirst, how to fend off predators, how to avoid avalanches, how to survive. And if they make it to the waters surrounding the pole, waters whose ice is not strong enough to support a Klingon, they are considered to have passed and are beamed up for recovery. However, some candidates try to continue on, constructing rafts to cross the expanse with paddles that double as oars and icebreakers. They end up as higher-ranking officers. They know how to push forward, to keep going as long as they have breath in their bodies. Farmers can face similar circumstances. One of the women farming on the planet Febun 3 was faced with a tornado bearing down on the crops she had in her fields. She activated her force field to protect them, but the generator stopped working. She had to face the storm's fury to go out and fix the generator. She got the power working again and saved her crops, but unfortunately she was swept up in one of the storm's last funnels. She died, but her efforts to save the crops gave her family a chance to go on living. She died standing tall. Many of the activities we do in the Empire today, to keep it a spacefaring empire, require some hazardous work. Consider the worker at a space dock, constructing a new ship for the Empire's conquest. He not only has a duty to complete his assignment in the proper time, but must also look out for anything that might cause his co-workers to lose ground on completing theirs, or more importantly, from being killed before the assignment is finished. One time a worker was preparing his section for a new bird of prey hull for the automated wielder when he spotted the wielder arm unexpectedly swinging his way. It had slipped, broken its control beam, and was pivoting freely on its swivel joint. He could easily get out of its way, but several of his co-workers could not, and he had no time to help them. Instead, he waited a moment for the arm to get close enough and jumped from his hull section onto it, forcing it to swing back the way it had come. Unfortunately, the wielder was still active and the plasma burned a hole through his suit. He could have let go at that point, but he did not know what waited for the arm on the other end of its swing. As they swung back to the previously completed section, the plasma wielder began to move also. He grabbed the wielder and held it against his body as air hissed out of his suit. Fortunately, the other workers saw what was happening, depowered it, and secured it to the side. The worker's suit was almost out of air by the time they got him inside the space dock. He suffered significant plasma burns and nearly died, but he was awarded many honors because he chose to die standing up. Behech tachvish, yakamtach, bach, behech judge. May you die well. Kapla.
Guard honor above all. Consider the actions of the captains of the Death's Hand and the Gorgon. Captain Kadai of the Death's Head was sent to subjugate the peoples of Minzaria. He was ordered to bombard the planet until the people submitted. When he got to the surface, the people, being pacifists, surrendered. His first officer demanded that he carry out his orders and bombard the planet. Honor would not let him attack and kill people that would not fight back. The Klingon flag was planted on Minzaria, and Captain Kadai brought the people of it to the Empire, but he did it without killing defenseless people. Captain Clagg faced a similar problem when he was sent to conquer the people of Santara. But this time, the people were honorable warriors and fought back against the troops he had brought upon the Gorgon. After a brief skirmish between troops from both sides, Clagg offered to settle things with a one-on-one duel with Milar, the ruler of the Children of Santara, using the dueling rules of the planet. Clagg lost the duel and agreed to leave in peace. Unfortunately, when he tried to leave orbit, another Klingon fleet came to clean up the mess Clagg had made of this conquest. Honor left him only one action. Clagg took the Gorgon and defended Santara against the Klingon fleet. After the fleet had been repulsed, the Children of Santara found Clagg's actions so honorable that they request to join the Klingon Empire. In both cases, blindly following orders would have led to dishonorable actions, and the captains in charge of the forces knew better than Central Command because they were on the scene. They knew the truth of the situations. This is why they are captains, in charge of their forces. They understand honor and how to administer things using it. One does not achieve honor while acting dishonorably. Kalot was never expected to amount to much as he was growing up. His fellow students mocked and ridiculed him due to a slight stature and frail health. When he entered the military academy, he was at first mocked, then simply ignored. He would fail, not a real Klingon. But honor drove Kalot. He did not give up. He studied hard, but kept his mark secret to avoid further humiliation. The science of propulsion and the mechanics of how systems worked really fascinated him. It was his last year at the academy that he was called into the commandant's office and given a choice. Either switch his studies to the merchant marine or leave the academy. He was never going to be a Klingon warrior. Kalot took up the challenge. For the next month, he turned his 1 hour per week session into a 8 hour per day, every day workout. He didn't bulk up any, but when the commandant called him in to give him his decision, he challenged him instead. Pick another cadet and I will face him in the pit. Should I prevail, I will stay in the warrior track here at the academy. This is how Kalot, the weakest member of the Klingon Academy, faced off against the pride of the Batleth squad, Clanton. But the commandant was not an unfair man. The contest would be a bare-handed one. Weapons were not allowed. Kalat put his studies of the last month to good stead. He avoided all of Clanton's attacks, as they were large and slow to the slim, wily Kalat. He was able to get under most of them and eventually found opportunities to throw Clanton, time and again. Finally, Clanton managed to land a blow, knocking Kalat against the far wall of the pit. He was moving in on to finish Kalat off, when Kalat did not drop to the ground as Clanton had been expecting, but rolled back up. Striking Clanton with an uppercut to the jaw, he spun around the large Klingon's backside and delivered a fury of blows to the man's kidneys. Clanton dropped to his knees just as the Commandant stopped the contest. "You have proven yourself worthy as a warrior this day, get it, Kalat? We would be honored to have you continue your course of studies." The next year, Kalat graduated as a fully minted lieutenant due to his achievement of the highest marks ever seen at the academy. He was assigned to the engineering section of the IKS Clothos. In the Battle of Feklar's Belt, he kept scurrying around the engine section of the ship, keeping the ship powered up as best as he could and trying to repair the shields. He even once ran into Kor as they were crawling through the ship's maintenance tunnels. Kor smiled at his efforts and continued on against the Romulans, knowing Kalat had his back. As he threw the final switch that brought the ship's shields back online, Romulans opened the door to the engine room, burning him down where he stood. Kalat guarded his honor and the honor of the Clothos to the last. Can we do anything less? Adhere to virtue honorably. Because virtue is the reward. And one need not enjoy virtue. Virtue leads to honor. Honor is more important than life. Is honor not the most important thing in your life? How do you plan to defend honor above all?
Kalis left us, all of us, a powerful legacy, a way of thinking and acting that makes us Klingon. If his words hold wisdom and his philosophy is honorable, what is important is that we follow his teachings. Kabla.
These are the words of Kalis. Here are the warriors who participated in delivering these sermons with their Klingon names followed by their human identities in the order they appear. Commander Jorn Vestai Vampyr, John Lars Schoberg. Lieutenant Jajim Tai, Jim Arrowwood. Captain Shisui Sutai Lunkeech, Christine Hoopengardner. Lieutenant Colonel Keela Sutai Septaric, Leela McMichael. Second Lieutenant Choak Vestai, Carrie Perman. Major Kavura Vestai Kasep, Kathy Peck. Commodore Barok Zantai Tukul, Mark Malnikov. Sergeant Chabak, Benjamin Arrowwood. Thought Admiral Kurg Epitai Lunkeej, Chris Lipscomb. Lieutenant Commander Nayar Sutai Kasep, Ryan Peck. Be honorable always. This presentation was inspired by The Klingon Art of War by Keith R.A. DeCandido. It was written by John Lars Schoberg, edited by Jim Arrowwood, and produced by Chris Lipscomb. Kaplak.